Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to season 3 of the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, veteran educator, certified yoga teacher, recent graduate with a doctoral degree in curriculum leadership, and an overall great mother of 2 wonderful children and, yes, 5 rescue miniature schnauzers. So if any of those things seem to interest you and you are wanting strategies and tools to bring in mindfulness to your life, this is the podcast for you. Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Mindful Teacher K-12. And today I felt inspired to talk about 2 things. Number one, my second passion in life, which is developing curriculum for teacher pay teacher, I thought I would talk about why all of the teacher authors out there need to familiarize themselves with ESOL by TPT and how that can significantly increase your revenues. And then the next thing I want to talk about is bracing for return to 4 days a week hybrid learning, because if you are like my school district, that's what we will be doing after spring break. So, quick little tidbit. I am a teacher author on TPT, and I have 2 stores that I create curriculum for, and I always tag them in the notes. So if you ever want to visit, then you can do that. But I thought I would be remiss if I did not talk about this new ESOL by Teacher Pay Teacher. I got on there the other day and I downloaded some resources that I had purchased, and I posted it in Schoology for my students, and it has this link that says, you know, ESOL by TPT. And I thought, what is this? And I am never on the cusp of technology, but I do know that this year and the end of the 2020 school year forced me to get familiar with a lot of platforms that I had not been familiar with or used. So like a lot of other teacher authors, I just started making all of my PDFs or Microsoft Word stuff into Google apps, whether it's, you know, Google Slides, Google Forms, but that takes a considerable amount of time. And so I started looking at this Meet ESOL by TPT, and obviously there is a lot on here that you can learn on their website. And basically, it talks about the increased need for digital resources and sharing printables and digital resources with the ability to be able to reach more. So I'm not going to go over what you can read on Teacher Pay Teacher, but the best thing that... So I go in there and I'm kind of looking around, and it's like, oh, you can adapt your PDFs that you already have and you don't need to completely start from scratch. I was like, this is genius. And so if you know anything about PDF, if you want to modify your PDFs, you have to buy the expensive software. And if you want it to interact with other Microsoft Word or anything like that, you have to spend a lot of money. So what I've noticed about TPT is that you can enable your resources, but then you have to go in and modify them. And even though I was like, okay, this is amazing, of course I thought it was free, then I was like, oh, wait, it's not free. There is a free part to it, so you can try everything for free. But just like everything else lately, if we want something as educators, we have to pay for it. So I assume it's pretty much like whether you want to be a, you know, free member of Teacher Pay Teacher, or if you want to just, you know, pay to have the premium. However, I will say that it is going to be worth the money. I believe I saw on Teacher Pay Teacher, I think it's like $70 for the year, $6 a month, something like that, which I know is going to make some teacher authors pissed off. But again, just to be able to change and modify our PDFs is awesome. And so the other thing is that you can customize stuff and make it interactive. So I know that I've been putting a lot of my Google form or my Google slides in there with the ability to do Pear Deck and things like that. So I will say also, it looks like it's pretty easy to use. I've done two of my lessons so far, and it seems pretty friendly. I mean, I'm not like the cornerstone of technology, but I do know a lot more than I would say a good majority of people. Where I fall short is if it's like an Excel document and my brain just kind of dissipates. So I think if you are a Teacher Pay Teacher user, and okay, here it is. Let me tell you, sorry. So it's $70 a year for premium, and that's coming soon. So I would say right now you can work with modifying your basic stuff, but then the premium's coming and that will enable you to have more customization and flexibility. And then there's a custom one for schools. So I think if your school has TPT, then they would have a custom pricing for that. So I do think initially it is definitely worth that $70 for a year. Even though some people might be like, oh yeah, but we're going back to school, which will lead me into our next topic. Yeah, but it's still, you know, the idea of PDFs and paper copies is going to be obsolete now. I mean, if you listen to my previous couple websites where I talk about the silver lining of the pandemic and hybrid and remote learning, is that in a majority of cases, not every case, I'm not going to say every school district, but in many cases, it has put one-on-one devices into the hands of students. And not only do students now have access to their technology, but they know how to use it. So they're not just grabbing their Chromebook to play a math game or spelling city or something. I mean, they know how to use it. And even the elementary kids. I mean, I teach sixth grade and those kids know what they're doing inside and out. So I feel like the idea of one-on-one has been around for a really long time. And I'm ashamed to say living in the richest country in the world and, you know, the freest country in the world, that it's taken us to such lengths as the pandemic before we can get one-on-one devices into the hands of all students of all colors and all demographics and all socioeconomic statuses. Because come on, technology is cheap now. These kids don't all need a MacBook Pro to get their work done, but they do need a device. So back to the ESOL by TPT, I think that even when we go back to in-person learning, the idea of kids doing their homework online and turning it in online is not going to go away. I feel like we are finally in 2021 moving to a paperless society when we should have been that way years and years ago. And I know for all those elementary teachers that have probably spent a long time creating super cute, worksheets and things like that, this is the perfect solution for those folks. Because I know some people are probably like, how am I going to recreate this in Google Apps? Because let's face it, the Google Apps is great, but it's not the Microsoft Office suite. There's a lot of features it lacks. And if you're an elementary teacher and you like all the cutesy stuff, then you want to be doing your work in Canva. You want to be doing your work in PDFs. You don't want to be making a really not attractive Google form or something like that when you can, you've already got this stuff created. So my quick review, and I'm no expert by any means, but I would get on the ESOL bus right now. And as soon as the premium becomes available, buy it and go on to Teacher Pay Teacher right now and start enabling your stuff, because this is going to be the new wave and you need to keep on top of the trends. So that's my advice there. Now, we must transition into this back to 4 days a week that a lot of districts are moving to, which is what my district is moving to. On one hand, I have to say I'm super excited because students are always way more engaged in person than they are remotely. And obviously, I'm talking about the secondary students here. So middle school, high school students, elementary across the nation are all doing a variety of things, but they're more in person than at the secondary level. So with that being said, I didn't think that I would have yet another crazy transition this school year. So I go from, completely remote to hybrid, back to remote, back to hybrid. Now we're going to go back to 4 days a week, but still have an asynchronous day. And I have received my first vaccine, so I am not worried about getting the coronavirus, but that doesn't mean that other people out there are not afraid. And so I would love to hear your opinion about that and how you feel about that in general. The other kind of key takeaway there is, we ended the school year last year completely remote. So now we're going to end this school year completely back 4 days a week, which will then hopefully set up the next school year favorably, because at least it'll remind students before summertime what it's like to actually be back into class and follow all the expectations that come along with being back full time. But from the classroom management part of it, it doesn't look favorable because, the kids haven't been doing school in over a year. So that gives me anxiety. And I think that overall, I'm definitely in favor of it, but it is going to be a rough ride until summer break. And that's basically all I have to say today. Make sure that you check out my Teacher Pay Teacher links that I'm going to put in. I also will link how it works, the link from TPT if you're interested in that. And again, my email if you would like to come on the show, or if you have a question, I would love to hear from you. And last but not least, I want to remind you that I did just get my business Venmo set up. So I'm always looking for contributors to my podcast so that I can get better equipment and recruit more people and also draw in more advertising. So make sure that you subscribe to whatever platform you listen to your podcast on and share it with a friend. And until next time, this is Dr. April Hughes signing out. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Make sure to take some deep breaths and remember, self-care first. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mindful Teacher K-12. I really would appreciate if you make sure to hit subscribe on whichever platform you are choosing to listen to your podcast. I also will remind you to visit my website, www.themindfulteacherk-12.com. And follow me on Facebook or on Instagram at The Mindful Teacher K-12. And as always, please make sure that you're sending in any messages that you feel are important to the podcast. I love to hear from my listeners so I can incorporate them into the next podcast. And make sure to share this podcast with all of your friends. Peace, April.